Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Agee reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to home to get Colavito. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sammon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDowell moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sammon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Elia reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Brown reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields the ball and throws to Peters covering. Safe. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Gary Peters. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.